Welcome in. Today we're building a one bar fill in Ableton Live 12 that's all about heavyweight sub impact with that old school jungle, early DNB atmosphere vibe, and we're doing it in a way that stays controlled, mix safe, and beginner friendly using stock devices. Here's the mindset: in jungle, a fill isn't just more drums, it's often a moment where the sub and the air step forward for a second. The room feels like it leans in. And then the next bar lands harder, because you created space and expectation. So we'll build a short whoomp sub hit, add an atmospheric swell behind it, and if you want the authentic flavor, we'll sprinkle in a tiny break roll that stays out of the low end. First, quick setup so you don't fight the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'll use 170. Now create a few tracks, a drums track for your break, a MIDI track called Sub Fill, another track called Atmos Fill, and two return tracks. Return A is your short reverb. Return B is your long reverb. On return A, drop Ableton Reverb. Set the decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then high pass or low cut the reverb, so it doesn't cloud the low end, somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it's not fizzy. On return B, add hybrid reverb if you have it, or regular reverb if you don't. Keep it classic. Think hall. No shimmer style hype. Set decay around 3 to 6 seconds. Low cut higher than you think, like 350 to 600 Hz. Make it wide, but not boomy. This return is for air and wash, not for bass. Now, where does the fill go? Go to arrangement view and pick the last bar before a phrase change. Jungle loves that every 8 bars punctuation, and every 16 bars bigger statement. A great beginner move is, duplicate an 8-bar loop, then only design the last bar. That way you don't get lost rewriting the whole beat. Now we build the star of the show. The sub impact. The whoomp. On the sub fill MIDI track. Load operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Nice and clean. Turn on operator's filter, set it to LP24. Even though a sine doesn't have much to filter, this can help if you add harmonics later. Set the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 400 Hz. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Basically off. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The key here is short. In jungle, the punch works because it hits, then it gets out of the way. If it hangs around, it collides with the next kick and your groove feels slower and messy. Draw in one MIDI note on your fill bar. Put it somewhere like F1 or G1, depending on your track key. If you don't know your key yet, F is a classic dark root, but we'll also do a quick tuning check later. Start with a note length around an eighth note. You can go up to a quarter note, but be careful, shorter usually hits harder. Now for that classic system thump, a pitch drop. In operator, turn up the pitch envelope amount, somewhere around plus 10 to plus 25. Set the pitch envelope decay around 80 to 160 milliseconds. What you're doing is making the sub start slightly higher than drop fast. On big speakers, that reads like impact. It's not just a bass note, it's a physical hit. At this point, play the fill bar in a loop and get the timing right. And here's a coach tip that changes everything. Don't think note length, think moment. Try placing that sub hit where it creates drama. Two placements that feel very jungle. Put it on beat 4 and, that upbeat right before the next bar. Or go even more dramatic and place it on the very last 16th note of the bar. That creates that suck and then slam feeling, like the room gets pulled forward. Cool. Now we make it hit harder without just turning it up. On the sub fill track, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then lower the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. We want more presence, not just more level. After that, at EQ 8, don't high pass your sub. Let it live. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. If it's too polite, you can add a tiny boost around 50 to 70 Hz, like plus 1 or 2 dB, but be subtle. Small moves down low matter. If the hit feels inconsistent, add a compressor after EQ. Ratio around 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're only looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to keep it controlled. Now the secret sauce for clarity, make space by ducking the main bass, not by fighting it. On your main bass track, add a compressor and turn on sidechain. Choose sub fill as the sidechain input. Set ratio to 4:1, attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until your bass dips about 3 to 6 dB, When a fill hits, this is huge. The fill will feel louder without increasing peaks, because the competing low end is moving out of the way for a moment. Now we add the atmosphere movement, that classic jungle air rush and reverb wash that opens into the next bar. Create an Atmos fill track. For a quick beginner option, use operator again. Set oscillator at a noise white. Turn on a band pass filter. Put the frequency somewhere between 1.5 and 4 kHz. Bring resonance up a bit, around 0.7 to 1.2, so it has a focused SHH character. Set the amp envelope like this. Attack 80 to 250 milliseconds so it swells in. Decay 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Release 200 to 600 milliseconds so it tails off smoothly. Write a MIDI note that spans the last half bar of the fill, or even the whole bar, if you want a bigger wash. Now add auto filter after operator. Use low pass or band pass and automate the cutoff so it moves during the fill. A simple move is, start darker, then sweep brighter toward the end of the bar, right into the impact moment. Then send this Atmos track to return B, your long reverb. Start with the send around minus 12 to minus 6 dB and adjust to taste. You want a sense of space, not a fog that hides the drums. And here's a really practical rule. Keep your returns clean. After the reverb on the return track, put an EQ8 and high pass at around 300 to 600 Hz. Even if the reverb has low cut, do it anyway. This keeps the reverb from smearing your low mids and stealing power from the sub. Now, optional but very authentic, a tiny jungle break moment. On your drums break track, you can do this in a super simple way. Duplicate the last bar and add a small snare drag on the last quarter note of the bar. Place 3 or 4 snares as 16th notes leading into the next bar. Keep it tight. If you want grit, add a touch of saturator or a very light redux. Then send a little to return A, the short reverb, so it sits in space. But here is the discipline. Keep the break fill mid and high focused. The sub fill owns the low end. If the break fill starts thumping around 100 to 200 Hz, you'll get woof instead of hoomp. An easy fix is to automate a high pass filter on the break just during the fill. Auto filter in high pass mode around 180 to 250 Hz for that one bar. Now you can roll and stutter without stepping on the sub. Next, we glue it together, but gently. Group your sub fill and Atmos fill, and any break fill if you added it. On that group, add EQ8 and do a gentle high pass at around 25 to 30 Hz. That's not to remove your sub note. It's to remove rumble you don't need. Then add a glue compressor. Very light. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. If you hit it too hard, the transient disappears and the fill stops feeling punchy. Finally, a limiter is safety, only catching peaks, like 1 to 2 dB max. If the limiter is working hard, it's a sign the subnote is too long, or you're layering too much, or you're pushing level instead of creating space. Now let's add the old-school movement with automation. This is where a simple fill starts to feel like a record. Over that fill bar, automate the main breaks filter to close slightly. Just a little low pass dip so the top end tucks back and makes room for the impact. Automate the Atmos send to the long reverb to increase toward the end of the bar, so the wash blooms into the transition. And on bigger phrase changes, like every 16 bars, automate the sub-pitch envelope amount slightly higher, just a touch more drop. Small changes read as arrangement, even in a loop-based genre. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that wreck the vibe fast. Number 1. The sub fill is too long. If it overlaps the next kick, your groove loses punch immediately. Shorten it first before you EQ. Number 2. Reverb on the sub. Don't do it directly. If you want ambience, send the noise swell or a click layer, not the raw sub. If you really want a tail, duplicate the sub. High pass the duplicate at around 150 Hz and only send that copy to reverb. Number 3. No space management. If you don't sidechain or filter competing layers, the fill doesn't sound bigger, it just sounds muddier. Number 4. Too many layers fighting at 80 to 200 Hz. That's the danger zone where heavy turns into boxy. Number 5. Overlimiting. Jungle needs snap and motion, not a flat brick. Here are two quick pro tricks that make beginner fills translate on real-world speakers. First, add a tiny click layer so the impact is audible on phones. Make a new MIDI track called Sub Click. Load a drum rack with a short rim, click, or Foley transient. High pass it at 1 to 2kHz with a EQ8, saturate it lightly, and line it up exactly with the sub hit. Keep it quiet. You should only notice it when you mute it and suddenly the hit feels less defined. Second, Check mono and phase early. Put utility on your fill group and set width to 0% temporarily while balancing. If the fill feels bigger or the same in mono, you're good. If it shrinks, one of your layers is fighting another layer, usually the noise or a distorted parallel path. And one more coach move that makes the hit feel louder without raising level. Microsilence, right before the sub hit. Automate the break tracks utility gain down by 2 to 6 dB for just the last 16th note, maybe even the last 8th note. Your ear hears the drop in energy as a setup, so the sub impact feels like it slams harder, even if it's the same peak level. Quick tuning method, because tuning matters more than people think for system pressure. Put a tuner after operator on the sub fill track, loop the fill bar and adjust the MIDI note until it reads your root note, or the fifth. When the fundamental matches the track, the room resonance works with you, not against you. Now your mini practice, 10 to 15 minutes. Build a basic 8-bar loop, breakbeat, a simple kick and snare, and a main bass. Then add a 1-bar fill at bar 8. Use the operator sub impact with the pitch drop. Add the noise swell with long reverb, and optionally add that tiny 16th air drag. Then export two versions, version A with only the sub fill, version B with sub plus Atmos plus the break slice. Level match them and compare. Which one feels heavier without sounding louder? Which one feels more jungle? The answers usually come down to timing, microsilence, and how well you protected the low end.